something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
Everyone's favorite new call-in show, The Giants of Appliance.
We play Hey, Aren't You again.
And we play Marks or Lark. That's all coming up right now on TNT.
Ring, ring.
Hello, thanks for calling the Appliance Giants. You're on the air. What's going on with your appliances?
It's just, I don't know, there's something wrong with my fridge. It's just not really working.
Okay, what brand is it?
I think it's Electrolux.
Okay, Electrolux, yeah. Can I ask
you? No, I said Electrolux.
So it's a knockoff product, okay.
Yeah,
Where did you get it?
Anyway, it's like when I open the door, the light's on, but it's not hot. It gets hot.
Okay.
Like it's not cold.
Okay. Is it still under warranty by any chance?
I doubt it.
Okay. How many years ago did you buy it?
3 years.
Okay. Okay. So if you put, say, a liter of milk in there, how long before it goes on the turn?
Well, I mean, yesterday, like a whole week. But now, like an hour, maybe.
It's
as hot in there as it is out here, eh?
So it's getting worse, then, is it?
Big time.
So let me ask you a couple questions. If you put your milk in the garage, would that keep it colder than your fridge currently is?
That I'm doing that right now.
Okay, and if you
can you help me with the fridge?
Like yeah, I just need to diagnose the problem first. So if you have, say, ketchup in your fridge, would it be room temperature?
I don't put ketchup in the fridge. I put ketchup in the pantry. Yeah, it's not supposed to go in the fridge. You know that?
Well, I guess it depends where you grew up. We always kept it in the fridge, so it was nice and ice cold when it came out.
You put that on a sandwich, you put it on something, and it just cools it right off.
Okay, let me ask you just a couple more questions. If you had butter in the fridge, would it be easy to spread when you took it out of your fridge, just to gauge how cold
now,
it's keeping stuff?
Now it would.
Okay, but so yesterday it wouldn't.
No. What am I supposed to do, man?
I just have like five more questions for you, just so I can diagnose the problem. Is your freezer doing the same? Do you have separate compartments? Is it an over, under, or side by sides, or what is it? What do you got for a fridge?
It's the long one on the long left door.
Yeah.
Is a freezer. Yeah. And the right door is a little bigger and it's long, and that's a fridge.
Okay, so if you get down on your back for me.
All right.
And just look under. You know the front has a fender there. Just look under that fender.
Yeah.
Is it an 800 series you got?
Yeah, it is. How'd you know that?
Yeah, see, there was a problem with the 800 when it came out. The reason they replaced the 700 is because they put a new motor in it. But yeah. I have heard people having problems with the 800. So it doesn't surprise me. And then what you're going to have to do is replace the motor in it. Now, you can either go to an appliance junkyard in your area and see if there's a match for that Electrolux. And in which case, you could maybe get it pretty cheap, and then after a service call to get it put in, it would probably be about half the cost of a new refrigerator. Or what you could do is keep using your garage, or what you could do is get a new refrigerator. Does that help you?
Thanks a lot. That's always good.
Thanks for calling the Appliance Giant.
Let's take one more call here.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, except I'm having a problem with my microwave.
What's happening?
Well, you know microwaves.
Oh yeah, for sure. I got myself two actually. Anyway, what's your problem?
I opened the door, right?
Yeah.
And say I was gonna I make chili and I make a whole batch on Sunday night so I can take it to work every day for lunch.
Yep.
And so what I do is I freeze them in servings so I have like Tuesday night say I'll
so
take out Wednesday's chili.
Okay, what's wrong with the microwave, ma'am?
Well, when I put it in the microwave, the chili, it's like it freezes it from the outside in or it thaws it from the inside out. I can't really tell, but. In any event, it has that ice dust on the top when I take it out.
Have you? It could be the compressor, the sealer system. When you push the buttons, does it work? It could be a circuit board issue there, ma'am.
Well, I'm pushing them right now, but I'll tell you the truth. When the clocks went ahead?
Yeah.
I haven't been able to reset the clock since the clock went ahead, so I was wondering if that had something to do with it.
Well, you might want to... It could be a valve or a float. Maybe a... a latch.
All right. So a valve or a float or a latch, okay.
Yeah.
Because the extent of my husband's troubleshooting is go, yeah, it's bitch. There's no question.
Yeah, you know, I had the same problem a couple weeks ago. I needed a receptacle and a new capacitor for my microwave.
Well, you're lucky though, because you can install it yourself. See, my husband's a piece of human garbage. He barely gets out of bed in the morning.
Oh well, I would try the receptacle or the latch. And perhaps
okay, receptacle or latch. I'm just a second. I'm just jotting this down.
Receptacle.
Or what was the other thing? The latch.
Could be the wire connector or the latch.
Well, should I just get a new microwave?
No. Though it only cost you about $15 to get the right parts at Beaver Lumber.
Okay. Can I ask you a second question or not really?
Sure.
Sometimes isn't a hairdryer, is that considered an appliance?
I guess, yeah.
So sometimes when I turn it on to the hot setting, it burns my scalp to the point where my skin peels and bubbles.
Man, are you holding it in the same place for a long period of time?
Well, yeah, my bathroom.
No, when you have it, your arm aimed up at your head, are you moving it when you...
Yeah, I kind of move it back and forth across the affected area thinking it might soothe it, like so hot that it actually starts to feel cold.
Ma'am. Hot air dryers are called hot air dryers for a reason. They're hot, so you need to move it around your head, like in the various.
Can I ask you one more question?
Yes.
I got a flat iron for Christmas, and sometimes when I cradle it in my elbow skin, it burns it too. Is there a tip for that or a hack?
Hot plate, eh? Sounds like there could be something wrong with your agitator, your suspension springs.
Okay, I'll check it out. Thanks for your time.
No problem.
Let's go back to the phones on the appliance giant. Who have we got? Is this Ronald?
Yeah, this is Ron.
Yeah, Ron, sorry. What's going on, Ron, with your appliances? First of all, what kind of appliance is it?
Well, it's my stove.
Okay, and what's the issue with your stove?
Well,
first of all, stove or oven? Stove or oven?
The stove.
Okay, so on top, yeah. So,
no, that's both, I guess. The stove, the top.
Well, are you talking about the elements on top of your unit? Yeah. Or are you talking about inside?
When I put it up on like the kettle.
Are you cooking a bird or are you boiling the gravy?
It's the top then.
Okay, yeah, the gravy.
The one at the back gets hot, but the one at the front just kind of makes a hissing, ringing noise.
Well, let's start at the start. Are you sure that the element is turned on?
Oh, yeah. It's making a sound because the one's working, eh? In the back.
Okay.
Just makes a noise. Just goes like a ringing kind of ding, ding, but shaking.
Can you make the noise for me real quick? That'll help a lot.
It's like a...
Okay, I think I know what's going on. Any chance your phone is ringing while you're at the stove and you didn't pick it up?
No, that's not it. I think...
Well,
can you help me?
I'm kind of fishing in the dark here a little bit. You understand when it... Because I can't see the unit in front of me.
It makes a noise.
How old is it?
I got it back in 83.
Sorry, not your phone, your stove.
Yeah, 1983?
Okay, well, I think I know what the problem with your stove is then. It's too old.
Is that right, eh?
Yeah, I think so. I think that, you know, stoves come a long way, power's come a long way, size of the plugs and the BPUs are different these days.
How much for one of them go nowadays for a new one?
Well, you can pay anywhere upwards from, say, $400 to $36,000.
Oh, shit.
Depending on, like, I don't know, Ron, if you're running a restaurant or something with your stove or you're just trying to make some craft dinner.
Thanks for the call. I gotta go.
Okay, thank you. What is the theme song?
We got time for another call.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
What seems to be the problem in the house there?
I don't to be honest with you, I don't even know where to start.
Fitz got a motor. I'm your man.
Well, see, I don't even know if it does.
Well, what's the problem?
It's my leaf blower. Does that count as an appliance? I asked the fellow that answered the phone.
Like I said, if it's got a motor, I can fix it.
Okay, so where to even begin? The people that built this house in the 1800s planted trees.
Oh my!
And over time, they grew and they got leaves on them. And so after a while, there were leaves and more leaves and more leaves, and suddenly it was like suddenly I have all these leaves in my driveway, right?
Can you believe these people call here every day and they just want me, they tell me their whole goddamn story. I don't know. Sorry.
Sorry, are you listening?
I thought I had the mute button. Sorry. No, go on ahead now.
Well, I got leaves in the driveway, so I needed to get a leaf blower. So I went to Home Hardware and they didn't have them. So I went to Canadian Tire and they had one. And it was on clearance, and it was, you know, when you see the box has been retaped.
What he's goddamn doing here? He's actually telling me about buying this goddamn thing over here. He's stupid idiot.
Hello? I heard everything you just said.
Go on ahead now.
Well, here's the thing. When I fire up the leaf blower, and there aren't any leaves around, it doesn't blow leaves.
Yeah. It doesn't blow leaves? It doesn't turn on?
Well, no, it turns on fine, but when there are no leaves around, it just kind of blows the ground.
But that's what it is. It's a leaf blower.
Yeah.
You need leaves or else you don't need it.
Oh, unless you want to bother your, right there.
Bother your neighbor or maybe open a parachute or something crazy like that. Can you believe this crazy fucking idiot?
Oh, believe like leaves.
Kyle, I told you to stop screening the calls and getting idiots like this.
Hello?
Oh.
I just heard everything you said again. Anyways, I'll see if I can track down some leaves.
Sure, you
thanks
do that.
Thanks for nothing. I told you, Marguerite, this guy's a crock. What is the song?
It's Eric Clapton.
What is it? What's it called?
It's In the Way That You Use It.
Oh my gosh. It's a good song. I've never heard it before in my life.
I just think it's so perfect for this show.
So a bud sent us a direct message saying on a radio show right now, which we won't name, they have an appliance guy on, and I've actually heard the appliance guy. I've heard the show before. In fact, it's hosted by a friend of mine.
No way.
Yeah, and in typical maritime fashion, sometimes they'll have like a handyman on and like, I'm having trouble painting my trim. Well, have you tried one of those tiny rollers? And so this is the appliance guy, and he actually knows everything about appliances. He's spectacular. And hearing him try to speak in layperson's terms about something that he knows intricately without using terms like valves and springs and latches and stuff.
And squig pumps.
It's riveting.
Got to thank Steven Davidson for sending that DM.
Yeah.
That was a great idea. It was fun.
The Giants of Appliance. So Tagsy.
Yeah.
Let's set the scene, bud. This is going to air. We're banking an episode because it'll come out the week you're in Costa Rica.
Yeah. And the best part is we talked about Anna being sick in the hospital, but she's rocking now. She's back 100%.
Like, awesome.
In 2 days, she's been perfect. She's eaten. She's has her appetite. She's drinking tons of fluids. And she's ready to rock. So we're good.
That's really exciting.
Yeah. It's awesome. John was sick, and then he was fine again. Jack hasn't got nothing. I had a little touch of the runs. That's gone.
Did you?
Yeah, that was about one or two. One run. That was about it there.
Okay.
Sure. About a couple hours, maybe. It's not too bad.
When was that, today?
No, a couple days ago. Came and went.
So I am now in Winnipeg for the Winnipeg Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
And the Jets played game two tonight, and the city is just hopping. Because this will come out in the future, many miles will have been skated between now and then. But it looks good for the Jets tonight. Yeah, and you can imagine how fired up they are.
I'm sure. It must be very exciting and fun right now in that city.
It is.
You know I love that city.
It's a great city. And it's a honkatorium. So this morning at the Phoenix airport, I wait in line for the Starbucks for 20 minutes. The girl ahead of me gets to the front of the counter and orders a venti ice water.
You know what? I want to know how many Starbucks stories you've had, because there's been a lot. And
I guess there's been a lot.
Yeah. Didn't Salvador start from that?
Did he? The extra helpful guy started. And then the other thing I saw was a guy in a bicycle spandex onesie boarding a plane.
Oh, man.
Like just short of cleats, but everything else ready to go.
Just on it.
When you fly home from a warm destination, do you fly home in shorts and a t-shirt, or do you dress for Canada?
It depends how lazy I feel. I've actually gone back in flops in the winter and at some times, but usually I'll try and dress appropriately for when I get home.
But it's kind of
actually, last time I dressed for the weather there because I didn't want to be sitting around that all day. But then I changed one in the airport in Toronto.
That's smart.
Yeah, that's what I did. That's the move.
You see a lot of flip-floppers coming back.
Yeah, I just hit the bathroom and get my Inspector Gadget coat on, as you are, Dip Edia styles.
Your long sport coat.
His mohair.
But the other thing is, if you get on a plane here, ready for the sun, it's often cold. Because they let a lot of cold air on when they're boarding, and you're the guy in shorts and a tank top shivering.
Yeah, no, I hate that. That's not fun at all. Yeah.
I felt a bit bad for the bot who tried to get a Go Jets Go chant going when the plane landed, and he did it, and no one hopped on.
Nobody?
And then he did it again.
Oh. Hey, well, hey. That's that, yeah, what do you do, eh? Well, that's a good one to think about, like, if you're three, you know, rows away, do you be a bot and join in to try and make them feel better? You just, like, let them, like, hope it goes away fast because it was a bad idea to start with.
Well, I thought it was interesting that he circled the wagons back and did a second round of it.
Maybe people would hop on. Like, maybe he didn't hear me so well.
But I flew WestJet and they did
How many did you say in a row the first time?
Here's what he did. He's right behind me, and I jumped about a foot off my seat because he bellowed. This was the exact timeline. You ready?
Okay.
Go, Jets, go. Go, Jets, go.
Oh, like looking at the people beside him?
Yeah, but wait. Okay, I'm going to give you the exact gap. Okay. Go, Jets, go. 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 Like, he had enough time to be like, oh, that didn't go as I'd hoped.
But I thought you said he yelled it.
Well, he did. I'm just in a hotel room.
I thought you were like, he's like, go, Jets, go. Like, they're just trying it out with the aisle.
Whispering?
Yeah, just seeing if it works.
Well, that might have been the move. He should have whispered it to see if it caught on like a grass fire.
You don't start big, right? It's too boisterous.
Go, Jets, go. Go, Jets, go. But Canadians are so, like, you know, they don't want to cause a scene.
Yeah.
So this boisterous celebration in a confined space was too much for people. Also, a lot of them were blue hairs, right? Coming back from the winter in AZ.
Hey, how hot is it where you're at right now?
I'm going to say it's around the zero mark.
Oh, yeah. Nice. That's
yeah, it's
good
pretty cold. It's pretty cold and windy in the Peg, as you know.
Yeah, you went from, like, Scottsdale, which is 100. Like 97 to 103.
Yeah, it was nuts.
You obviously didn't dress in the attire from Arizona.
No, I didn't. No, I wore proper dungarees.
You wore a big pink tracksuit? You know that guy?
There were those guys for sure.
The comfy tracksuit guy?
Like, there's, what is with the track pants that are tight at the calves?
And the walking around the airport with the thing around their neck?
The travel pillow?
Yeah, the red.
Saw a few of those guys, and I saw a few, like, they looked like groups of Hanson brothers, and I think they were going to Coachella.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Groups like, that's who them? That would be, right? They look like the Hanson brothers?
Yeah. Why would they go to Coachella, I guess?
Well, I don't think it was the actual Hanson brothers, but...
Yeah, they're working the look. Or just, oh, you're saying, like... They had that look, like the
glasses and the toques and the
flea bitten beard.
Yeah. Let's take a break, bud.
Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you this right quick. You know what I mean?
Welcome to everyone's favorite game show. Are we really doing this?
Yeah. Now hit it again here.
Welcome to everyone's favorite game show, Bigger Bird, in which we try to decide or speculate as to who has a bigger bird.
All right. Okay, so you get. Let's start with Chuck Mangione.
Feels so good.
Chuck Mangione versus who?
Conor McGregor.
Well, he had a boner when he was doing that Mayweather weigh-in. Remember?
No.
It looked like he had a fucking cucumber in his pants for kicks.
No way.
Yeah. You didn't see that?
No.
I don't understand that fucking move. Raging hard on comes out. Yeah, I can't wait to kick your ass. Make it super hard.
Who do you pick?
I remember one time at baseball. At a baseball game, sitting in the stands as a kid, at like a pee-wee tournament or something, in between games, watching another team play, and this kid walks by with those classic '80s. Remember, they had the three stripes
baseball pants or Adidas trackies.
No, those shorts or the long knee, the kind of the clam diggers.
Yeah,
that had the three stripes, but they were baggy. And he was like tent pulling, walking around like it was like, like it was cool. And he's like, he's walking around like, check it out. I'm like, what the fuck? What the hell's going on? What in your right mind would make you think, hey, this is something I want to go parade around?
He was really excited about the tournament.
Yeah. Okay. So who was it again?
Chuck Mangione or Conor McGregor?
I don't know. I'm gonna say speculation because we already saw fucking Conor McGregor doing it like as because it's part of his shtick. I'm gonna, I guess, go with him. Hard on McGregor.
We should be clear about the fact that this is a late night taping of our show.
Yeah.
Because it'll be coming out Monday morning
in a couple
of weeks. People will be listening on the way to work.
We're working blue, bud.
Okay, Bigger Bird. Here's bigger your next bird. Pairing.
Okay.
Mr. Furley or Mr. Roper?
Oh. That's great. Well, Mr. Roper was kind of like never wanted to have sex. And... Remember the storyline you said where he was like a gangster? Ocean's 11? And then Mr. Furley, who seemingly tries to get women but never really can, right? I'm going to go with Mr. Roper.
And that's why Mrs. Roper was so fired up all the time?
Sure, yeah. That's why she wanted to go into the bedroom constantly. Okay. You ready for your next two?
Kind of.
Okay.
Who's my bigger bird pairing?
Jackson Davies.
It is mere speculation based on nothing, and it doesn't accomplish anything.
Okay. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Or Bill Walichka. Former VJ at Much. Now, television in Kingston. He's a bod. Jackson Davies from Beachcombers. or Bill Walichka.
Who's got you gotta go Walichka. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Here's your bigger bird pairing. Tom Selleck or John Cleese?
Oh man, I'm gonna go Selleck quick.
Here's what I don't understand.
What?
Why does one name pop into your head? Right? It does.
Oh. Okay. You ready? Gonna get the jam up here. It's really kicking up fuss.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready? Colin James or Jeff Martin?
Oh, come on. For what it's worth, they're about the same size, aren't they?
No, Colin James isn't as tall as Jeff.
Isn't he?
No.
Am I allowed to say a tie?
No, you kind of got to pick one, I think. That's how it works. Because it's all alleged fun. You have to go with one.
I'm going to go Colin James.
Really?
I think so.
There you go. Just came back to show you a ride.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Matthew Broderick or Lionel Richie?
Oh, fuck. Is this like some kind of entrapment? I'm gonna go with Lionel Richie.
Really?
Yeah. Because apparently he's so popular in the Middle East that he could probably get peace going better than any celebrity or any person in politics, apparently.
Is he?
Yeah. I don't know why. But he goes over there and it's like Lord Lionel.
Michael Jackson or Michael Douglas?
Oh, man. I'm going to go with Michael Douglas and not that bent, speckled trout that Jackson couldn't keep in his pants.
Whoa. Wow, that's our first round of Bigger Bird.
He's throwing her magic juice around and that stuff. I'm going to... Anyway. That's a Bigger Bird. Fun game, eh, bud?
I guess. This is the thing. Sometimes we play games that I'm like, I don't know. And the people are like, oh, dude, Bigger Bird had me in stitches. The best thing is... People will send us messages that contain the words Bigger Bird.
Yeah, for sure. That's we're here for the laughs, and we here's had some.
Here's our chance, because this isn't coming out for a couple of weeks, to make some Stanley Cup predictions. Today was the day that Kadri got a 3-game suspension.
Yeah.
First of all, do you think that was fair?
I mean, 3 games is usually pretty severe, like somebody gets really hurt generally, right? Or it just looks like a complete, like, this is a headhunter move. But it was also a really bad hit, and he deserved a suspension at some sort. So, you know, whatever. It was a little harsh, I think, but he had to get something.
Do you think the Leafs are going to beat the Bruins?
I hope. I sure hope so.
Who's going to win the Stanley Cup, bud?
I don't know, man. I'm not that guy, you know what I mean? Like, prediction analysis. I'm more of like, I like it, and I appreciate what's going on. But, I mean, it'd be great if, you know, the Leafs or the Jets, that would, like, be nuts. Any of that. Canadianity all the way.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nuts, the Jets?
Yeah, it'd be nuts.
How about that beard on Liney there?
Adorable.
That kid's insane.
He's saucy, too. He skated past a wild bench tonight playing the violin for them.
No!
Oh, yeah.
That's a great move. Wow.
Ever saucy.
That is ever saucy.
Wear me.
Wait, I still have some classic stuff. I wrote down some funny names for the fix-ups. Fix-it guy.
For appliances parts? Let's hear them.
These are real things. They're an agitator or suspension spring is jet legit. Motor coupling. Got to get some metal sleeves for the washing machine.
Metal sleeves.
Yeah. Or the fridge. Need a water inlet valve or a crisper drawer, a bracket or a flange. Maybe the shelf. Maybe your shelf pin is cracked or the shelf restraining bar.
Hey, didn't who made up the word flange? Wasn't it John Lennon?
Did he? Was it from like a guitar effect?
Well, yeah, it was just the word he used to describe.
Flange? Yeah.
What Sir George made the guitar sound like? If I have that right.
Well, it makes sense to me.
Like, can you make it flange?
Mal Evans is there getting the flange on.
I think that's the origin of flange.
Damn. You know what we didn't do last week?
What?
No Lee Trevino bomb.
Oh, darn it.
Yeah, the streak ended.
Darn it, we've gone cold on Trevino.
But the best thing about it is they all happen naturally.
Yeah.
So
he's always in context.
He's always in our hearts.
Hey, are you going to play golf in Costa Rica?
No. I'm just going to be just chilling, running around on the beach, running away from scorpions. I'm going to the rainforest. I'll tell you some stories, too.
When you get back?
Yeah. Maybe I'll fight off a snake or something.
Wicked.
Right?
Can you like just kind of wander into the jungle, or are you going on a guided tour or something?
No, yeah, no, you don't just wander into the jungle.
Like, are they machete masks?
No, there's the you go on places that have it's guided, so you're guaranteed not to get lost, and there's pathways, and because if you just went off, first of all, it's like you can't just start walking around. It's a lot more difficult to go off a pathway. And there's just wildlife everywhere. You're guaranteed to run into something, might get a bite or a sting, or it's not a good move. Especially like the small insects and stuff that are really harsh. One thing that's nuts there is when you see crocodiles. I'd never seen crocodiles before, but the just how strong and big they are. They're just dinosaurs. They're massive. They look like a bus.
What is the difference between an alligator and a crocodile?
Crocodiles are just like triple the size, and they're just more. I don't know if they're mentally different or how they act, but they're just severe looking creatures. And there's this one bridge in Costa Rica on the drive from San Jose to Jaco, where there's this big bridge, and it's probably, I don't know, like 50 feet down, and there's like 7 or 8 crocs at the river below, right at the side of the river. And this one kid's like, a local kid's like, hey, look, and he gets like a brick, and he drops the brick.
Whoa.
Right on the top of the crocodile.
Croc taunting.
And it breaks on its head. And
holy
all the
cow.
The crock just kind of like goes like, ugh, like shakes, and then it's fine. Nothing. Like as if you were had a helmet on and like something, you know, brushed and banged on your head, but you were fine. Just a shake of like, what was that? And then nothing. Like their scales or their bat, it's like bricks. It's bigger, harder than bricks.
I thought the only difference was one you're going to see in a while and one you're going to see later.
What is that? Oh, the crocodile?
An alligator.
Alligator, that's the one?
Did I tell you we went on a jet boat when we were in Florida to see the alligators?
Did you?
Yeah. And the guy was right out of Central Casting like, my name's Captain Bill, keep your arms in the vessel. One of those guys?
Some of the alligators down in Florida are massive too, though.
Yeah, we saw some biggies.
I saw one like that was on a golf course. It looked like a crocodile, but it was just a huge alligator. It was like 15, 20 feet.
Well, this guy was inside the alligator. Like, we went out into the swamp and saw them, like, in the wild habitat. And then they have a little zoo as part of this thing, too. And the guy was in the pen with two huge ones, like, cool. Washing the pen.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you scared? And he said, yep, I am. But they only eat every 10 days.
Okay.
So he's like, you know, he ate yesterday, so I should be fine.
Oh, yeah.
But, man, they're vicious. And apparently if you find yourself in a terrible situation, because he drove very close on the boat, very close to these alligators in the water. And he said they can jump 6 feet in 1 second or something insane.
Yeah, they jump up at the bait, right? They'll carry it. Was he feeding them?
He wasn't because he doesn't want to bust their natural flow.
There you go. Nice.
But these guys were like eyeing us up and slithering through the water, and we were within 6 feet of them for sure.
But Tigers they only Island.
eat every 10 days or something. But it is eerie and ominous to see them.
Oof. Imagine swimming and seeing. And the worst is at night when you just see the eyes.
Spooky.
Lobster fishing last time we were there, walking around, and we went to a river where friends were living, and there were crocodiles in that river, but it was way far away from where we were, but you could see eyes.
Like just glowing?
Yeah, like just in the water, sitting there.
Guess what we saw on our drive down that I'd never seen before in the wild? A boar. Those masks are taken over, and they're headed north. Like, I think they're in Michigan already. Wow. But there was, like, a break. You know how there's fence along the highway? There was a break in the fence, and this mask must have just busted through or came out through the opening. And he was just partying in the ditch, eating stuff. Because they will get down with your pets, too. Well, like, they're in gated communities and pools and stuff.
Isn't a pig... if it gets out into the wild, will turn into a boar in a couple days.
Really?
It actually becomes, that's what they are, wild pigs, right? They grow tusks and everything, eventually. That's what's nuts. Some of them get huge.
Well, this guy was pretty big. I mean, we had a pig as a mascot on Street Sense, and it was just a normal pig, like a little piglet when we got it, and it grew to be... I don't know, 400 pounds or something. And the crew had a cesspool where we'd vote on how many times you thought it was going to pee and poo on the set. And everybody paid money into it and you could win the cash. That's why we ended up with a Vietnamese pot-bellied pig in the second season and then a hedgehog in the third season. It was like a hedgehog we could deal with.
Those pigs are smart little masks.
Yeah, and they're clean too.
Yeah, they don't, they're doing that mud action because they're cooling off, right?
Yep.
They like to party?
Yep.
Do you like to party?
They're not very... Do you like to party?
Do you like to party?
Oh my gosh, my friend was telling me the funniest thing. He was staying at this greasy hotel and ordering room service.
Yeah.
So, pretend I'm the room service guy.
Yeah.
And you're calling me and just order like the most basic...
Okay.
Basic order.
Okay.
Room service...
Hi, I'd like a club sandwich, please, and a Perrier.
Perfect, yes.
Yes.
And would you like some French fries to go with that?
Sure, that would be
great. Perfect. Yeah. Absolutely perfect.
Great.
Would you like a piece of pie for dessert?
No, that's fine.
Are you certain?
No, thank you.
Perfect. Wonderful choice.
Really?
He's staying at this sketchy hotel and ordering, like, I think his order was a cup of chowder and a Caesar salad. And the guy was like, yes, of course. Perfect, sir. Wonderful choice. Yes, of course. Yes, excellent choice, sir. Ordering garbage. And
he's, what kind of hotel was it? Like
Red Roof Inn.
And the guy was acting like it was some five-star resort.
Hey, can I have some chicken wings? Perfect. Exquisite choice, sir.
No way.
Yes, it's absolutely fabulous.
Okay, do it again then.
Okay, call me up.
Okay, ring,
room service.
Hi,
Good evening, Mr. Taggart. How may I be of assistance this evening?
Can I get, to start, I guess, some jalapeno poppers?
Perfect. Excellent choice. Yes, of course.
And what is these, what is it, mac and cheese sticks?
Ooh, yes, quite. Perfect.
Or maybe the chili dog. How's that chili dog?
Ooh, yes. Oh, it's perfect. Your choices are exquisite, sir.
And for dessert, can I get you have the powdered donuts in the bag?
Yes, of course, of course. Perfect. Perfect. Let's take a break, bud.
Fucking ready.
So you're on the Mark's Work Warehouse website, right?
Yep.
We're going to play Marks or Lark.
Yes.
We're going to name a pair of footwear, and the other guy has to guess whether that's really a pair of footwear at Mark's or we made it up.
Yes.
Is this the tide is high?
Yeah.
Good jam.
I feel this is like something that might be on when you're looking for copper socks.
Or date jeans.
Ooh, getting fancy on a Friday night at Mark's, are you, bud?
Yeah. Okay, I'll go first. You ready?
Yeah.
Mark or Lark?
Okay.
Adrian, low-cut approach.
That's a shoe, right? This is all footwear.
It's all footwear.
Footwear edition of Mark's.
Adrian, low-cut approach.
That sounds like a real shoe, but it's nuts. Mark or Lark? I'm going to say it's a Mark's.
Correct.
Nice.
It's available at Mark's.
Okay, you ready for this one?
Yeah, hit me.
Men's Woburn Chukka boots.
I only know those are real because Carol got me a pair of Chukka boots a couple years ago. That's not. So I'm going to say those are Mark's. Are they?
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Those are the ones for, like, super waterproof, right?
Well, I don't know. I would have said they were more to go with your date jeans.
The water... Oh, okay.
Like, those are, like, nighttime. I'm stepping out on the town. Oh,
that's right. I'm thinking of the Badlands waterproof duck shoes.
No, those... The Chukka boots are the... we have a reservation at Fernando's for our anniversary.
Yeah. You're right. I was looking at the wrong picture there.
Those are the Trent. I laid out your date jeans and your Chukka boots because I want you to look nice tonight. It's important. Okay, you ready? From the Mark's men's work section, horn toe blasters.
Horn toe blasters?
Yeah.
That's a Lark's for sure.
That's a Lark. So far, our score is perfect.
I'm not getting the same names. Okay. Pants. You ready?
Yep.
The copper grinders.
Oh, it could be real, but I think it's a Lark.
Copper grinders jeans. That's a Lark.
That's a Lark.
It is.
Okay, ready? Pants.
Okay.
Tough stains with a Z. TUFFSTAINZ. Tough stains.
Well, I remember tough duck jackets. I'm gonna say that's a Mark's.
That's a Lark, bud. Made it up.
How about this one? Women's poppy rubber boots. Marks or larks? Women's poppy rubber boots. Marks or lark?
Lark?
That's a mark spot.
Okay. Women's lowland shifters.
Like, what is that even?
Lowland shifters.
I'm going to say that's a lark.
That's a lark.
Yeah, because it sounds like it's like... I wouldn't buy a pair of shoes that are called shifters. Okay, you ready for this one?
Yep.
It's a sock, type of sock. You ready?
Yeah.
The Thermal Herman. Thermal Herman socks.
I suddenly want more than anything in the world for that to be Marks.
You're going to say Marks?
Yeah.
No, that's a lark.
Thermal Hermans.
Hermans.
Thermal Hermans is a great name.
For socks.
Okay, it's a shirt. And it's okay. Breathable. And it's called the Grass Bow.
I'm going to say that's a Marks.
It's actually a Marks boot. So it's kind of a trick question. But I'll give you the point for that.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
The women's bops plush tops. The bops plush pops.
You can't say it the same way twice in a row.
Women's bops plush pops.
That is a lark.
No, that's real. That's it is? Marks.
I need to know how to spell it. The blush plus
women's
pops?
Bob's blush pops. The Bob's blush. Bob's blush pops.
What are they?
It's Bob's plush pups. Their shoe. It's like a slip-on shoe.
Like a hush puppy?
Yeah, I guess, but it's a plush puppy. Plush pup.
Marks is doing some rebranding, man.
No kidding. What the hell? Look at these vans. This is swank.
Okay, you ready for the next one?
Yeah. This is the last one.
Okay. Flame-resistant, loose-fit, mid-weight, canvas jeans.
What's with all the things, man? It's like utility pants? What is it again? Give me the rundown.
Flame resistant, loose fit, mid-weight, canvas jeans.
Mid-weight as opposed to heavyweight, yep. Clearly. That sounds like it's so like high-tech for pants. I'm going to Marks.
That's Marks, bud. Made by Carhartt. That's from the work section.
Last one I got here. Ready?
Hit me.
It's the Shropshire tent.
Say it again.
It's the Shropshire tent. It's like a raincoat. Shropshire tent. It's like a raincoat poncho kind of deal.
I can't imagine a work application where a poncho would be the move.
Well, it's like a work poncho.
Unless you were a weatherman on CNN.
It's a work poncho.
What type of work are you doing that you're wearing a poncho?
Well, when it's raining in your arms, you need free arms.
It's so weird. I'm going to say Marks.
I mean, it's a lark.
All right. That was my first thought, because a poncho, like, imagine being the only guy on a job site wearing a poncho.
Get the new Shropshire tent poncho from Marks.
A guy named Shannon wearing a work poncho, and he doesn't care that people think it looks ridiculous. He's like, I don't care, bud. My arms are dry and they're free.
So let's roll into the second game of the segment. Okay, hey, aren't you?
Hey, aren't you? We're going to put a twist on it. Because for two reasons. One, I can't sing very loud because I'm in a hotel room. And yeah. two, it's easy when we sing a line of a popular song. So to make it a little more challenging, you can't say the words. So you can scat it, you can whistle it, you can hum it, or you can Chuck Mangione your way through it. Make it harder to guess.
Okay. Want me to go first?
Yes.
Hey, aren't you?
It's so much harder.
Exactly.
Do it again. I'm imagining the person having to stand there listening to this.
Okay, you ready for the real one?
Yeah.
Rise up, come into power, rise up, rise up.
Okay,
and
so
then
I'm
you're
zero.
Supposed to say no.
Yeah, no. You must have me confused with someone
this
else.
This is hard, I told you.
Okay, you ready?
This is tough with the hums.
Hey, excuse me.
Yeah?
I don't mean to bother you.
Yeah?
But aren't you, aren't you,
We say Nana.
Yeah.
99 love balloons. Maybe you picked an easier melody for sure. I went with a deep Canadianity track from like 1983.
What's your next one?
Okay. Hey, aren't you...
Oh, yes, I am Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
That was Don't You Think I'm Sexy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, I am Rod the Mod.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah. And you see him all banged up like a year ago, whatever, on some football show picking numbers for a draft or whatever, and he's all banged up. He's like,
I think you were talking about it at the time. I don't think I saw it.
Classic. Anyway.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
I'm so sorry to bother you while you're eating a Cobb salad. But aren't you,
that's deep. I don't know. Maybe you have to go further.
I know, but you're the, I'm sorry, the...
Oh! See, that's... See, son, now the second part of that is where you lose me. I don't know if you know who I am. It's at the beginning. It sounds like sitting on the dock of the bay, and then it goes to something else.
No, the, you know, the...
That's freaking loud. Oh, now I get it. I am sexy Fred guy.
Yeah.
Right, said Fred. I finally got the annoying part at the back. Oh, those guys. Oh, wow, that's pretty good. Okay. Hey, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm not sure. Can you imagine someone standing in front of you doing that?
Like, hey, aren't you? Do you know it?
No.
It's Phil Collins.
What song?
He's got a hold on you, believe it. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. Billy, don't you lose my number?
No. Don't you know that song? Easy Lover, man.
Oh, Easy Lover, right, right.
Easy Lover. Yes, I'm Phil Collins.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
I'm really sorry to bother you, but it's just, I was sitting across the restaurant, I was looking at you, and I was like, oh, I know that person from somewhere, because I think I remember your music video. Were you in a music video?
Maybe, yeah.
Was it the, I'm not much of a singer, but it was like, didn't it go like, you know the one where you're like, right? You go like,
that's like some big new pop song like from like 5 years ago that I have no idea that is.
I know, but it was a sample. The original was from Lambada, the Forbidden Dance.
Lambada. Oh, that's classic.
This makes Hey Aren't You so much harder.
It really does. It really does. Okay, you ready for the last one for me? You can do one more if you want. I got this one. Okay. Aren't you?
Robert Palmer? Is that simply irresistible?
Oh, I'm doing so far away.
Aww.
I was waiting for you to do.
Hey, yeah. Take it out. It's a Mark Knopfler show.
Can you sign this for me? Right?
No, I don't sign it, man. That ain't working.
He's not. He won't sign. Do him at the airport. Hey, Mark. Will you sign it?
No, man.
Please?
Oh, no, man.
Hey, Mark. I've been working all day here at the thing. I've been
working.
Another one. Hey, Mark, I've been scrubbing these floors all day.
That ain't working. Hey.
I wonder if he's ever been in the studio when John Ilsley's laying down a bass line and just, like, on the other side of the glass, he just cracks the mic and says,
that ain't working.
Yeah, for sure, right? He's laughing. Man, this is really working. He's like, no, that ain't working.
That ain't working. The Mark Knopfler Show. And you're so far away from me. You're so far away from me.
Brothers in arms.
I'm in deep, man. I can't stop listening to them over and over again.
And then they're going to be there, isn't it, that this weekend? The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame thing?
Yeah.
Roller girl, she's taking chances.
It's going to be all the guys but him. He's going to be at home. Oh, that ain't working.
Well, like, did you hear what happened?
Yeah.
They released a statement saying Stevie Wonder was going to sing.
Yeah.
but it was a joke. And people were like, what? Stevie Wonder's going to sing with Dire Straits? And they're like, oh, we were trying to make a joke. So dumb.
Oh, wow. Maybe that's why Mark's not going.
Well, apparently he's a bit of a recluse.
Yeah, he's just chilling.
That's the difference between Buddhism and the rest of the world.
How about, like, the manager's calling him? He's like, Mark, I mean, this Rock and Roll Hall of Fame thing, it's really going to be working for you.
That ain't working.
And he hangs up the phone.
He has to call a shop to get his lawnmower fixed.
It ain't working.
And then every time.
That ain't working.
He's pointing around in the kitchen.
Hey, that ain't working.
And then over there.
Yeah, so what's the reason you called us in today?
See the fridge? That ain't working.
Good times. Hey,
a good trip to Costa Rica, bud.
Yeah, we'll have a nice little recap when I'm back.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear all the stories and tales. Hope you guys are safe and have fun.
Thanks, bud.
Enjoy.
You too. You have yourself the sunshine. A nice week with the girls, bud.
That ain't working.
See you, bud.
See you, bud. Doom gong gang go ding gong juvo bounce doom bam bam ticka doom dowry.